Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, good afternoon, Mucha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well, thanks. Another beautiful day here in Cape Town.
Are you still in Cape Town? Wow.
Yes, it is. I stay here.
Oh, you live in Cape
Town? I stay here most of the time. Yes, I live here most of the time.
Because the other time
there are times when I'm not in Nairobi.
The other time I spoke to you in Nairobi, the other time you were in, I think you were in Britain, and the other time you were somewhere in the European Union, and I thought, okay, she's a globetrotter. She could be anywhere in the world, so let me just stop asking.
The year has started on a slow note, so I've been chilling at home, in Cape Town, Not started the travel yet.
Yeah, you're not globetrotting yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. No, that's fine. Mucha, we are talking about emotional intelligence. And of course, it has been imagined as a critical interpersonal skill valued even above a technical prowess in many instances. Now, we know that employers prioritize EQ over technical ability. And it's clear that the ability to manage and understand emotions play a crucial role in leadership. Now, last week we spoke about, and you actually discussed with us the importance of empathy in effective leadership. And so today we move to another important aspect of EQ, and we are going to be talking about psychological safety. Please take us through that.
Yes, we are. Yeah. So psychological safety really is just that feeling that a person, and in this case we're talking about an employee, has that they can show up, they can be themselves, they can speak their truth, they can give feedback, they can disagree with their boss without it being held against them. So they feel safe enough that they can really show up as their authentic self, and that, you know, any feedback they give, any pushback, if they disagree with the point that their boss is making, it won't be something that shows up in their next performance review. So really, the idea is that when leaders cultivate this psychological safety and allow their teams to really show up as their authentic selves, it actually drives performance. Because when I feel safe, I'm willing to take risks, I'm willing to speak up, I'm willing to, you know, push myself and give of my discretionary effort. And, you know, I'm willing to make mistakes and own up to my mistakes, right? I don't have to hide them for fear of the repercussion. And we all know that making mistakes is at the heart of being able to learn. So psychological safety is such an important thing, and it's something that all leaders should be intentionally cultivating.
So how does that, how does the leader then, cultivate, you're saying that the leader should cultivate this, but how should the leader cultivate this psychological safety, and how do they know that they've reached that point?
Yeah. So, you know, our sessions really build on from each other and borrow from each other, right? So we're talking about EQ at its core. And what we're saying is that leaders who are high in EQ are more likely to be able to cultivate psychological safety. Now, why? Because they have greater self-awareness, right? When I'm aware of my emotions, I'm aware of my triggers, I'm aware of my emotional temperature, I'm better able to then manage that very thing. And so I'm less likely to just explode out, you know, unexpectedly. I'm less likely to be the kind of leader who's moody. You know, the team doesn't know which variation of you is showing up at work every day. So, you know, they're on pins and needles because they're not quite sure.
Mucha?
Emotional intelligence. Yes.
All right. No, I
psychological safety starts with emotional intelligence on the part of the leader. I think that is just core, right?
Yes.
And as the leader grows in EQ, has a better understanding of themselves, then they can take some additional steps that really cement this environment of safety. And so perhaps I can just share three things today, because your question was, how does a leader cultivate it? So over and above your own emotional intelligence as a leader, here are three ways that you can cultivate psychological safety. Number one, promote open communication.
Okay.
Right? And that needs to be two-way. So that means you need to speak openly Be willing to be vulnerable about yourself, your journey as a leader, but also promote communication the other way. So allow for feedback, whether it's good or bad, whether, you know, even if you agree or disagree, allow free flow of communication. Mm-hmm. Because what that does is it enables people to see that they can speak, right? And there's no consequences. Because we can agree to disagree. As a leader, I can give instructions. Someone can say, well, no, I think this, that, and the other. And I should be able to say, okay, fair point. I hear where you're coming from. However, this is the direction we're going.
Mm.
So we don't have to fear as leaders that psychological safety, open communication means that anything goes. That's not what we're saying. We're saying allow open communication. So that's number one. I think number two, mm-hmm. in order to cultivate this psychological safety, we need to connect with the team. So this is now going back to our conversation last week empathy.
Mm.
Develop greater empathy, right? Help the team to see that you see them as people, right? With warts and all. And, you know, for anyone who missed our conversation last week, which was really good, you can go back and find it. We talked about empathy not being soft, right?
Yeah,
I don't really want to repeat myself, but yeah, that's critical. So the second is empathy. Communication, empathy is the second. And then the third is you need to walk the talk as a leader. Do what you say you will do. That's another way that we can cultivate psychological safety. Transparency and coherence, you know, that whatever you say is what you say is what you will do. And so people learn to trust you and take you at your word. And that helps as well. So those are the three things I would say, simple ways that leaders can cultivate psychological safety.
Yeah. Now, I got the question that's comes on the line here. It says, let me just quickly check. It says, how much of employees' feeling of safety is the leader's responsibility? And what happens when the employee is simply just timid?
That's a really great question. I think that I would say that the bulk of the responsibility is on the employer's part. And let me explain why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if an employee is timid, then your role as a leader is to help them to come out of their shell, right? So when we say you need to cultivate psychological safety, it may be that it's not all about you and what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of it could be about how you're supporting your team. So if you notice that this person, because there are people who are introvert who are going to be part of our team, it's your role as a leader to find a way to help that person come out of their shell. So maybe they will never become someone who is going to contribute in a big way in big team meetings, but you can still help them to grow in sharing their input one-on-one. Right. So that means as a leader, if I know that I have a member of my team who maybe isn't so good at speaking openly in front of everyone, because that is just their personality trait, I can provide the support they need to be able to be a bit more bold.
Yeah.
Right. So the responsibility still is on the leader in the sense that you now look at your people mm-hmm. and grow them, which is why it's so important as a leader to get a good understanding of your people's strengths and weaknesses
so that
you can help them to develop. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, which means that actually a lot then falls on a person who has taken a leadership role, because
100%.
Your eyes and ears literally should just be everywhere. So beyond and above achieving productivity, you've got to make sure that those who make it possible, that productivity, are actually in a safe space.
Yes. You've said it so well. And I think that this is why you're a leader. And this is why as a leader, you need to spend less time in the operations of things mm-hmm. and more time in supporting your people to do the operation of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons why many of us struggle with leadership is because we're still so busy doing the work, right? We fail to delegate. The capacity of your team.
Mm.
Where do you find time to even know your team members?
True, true. Wow. Yeah. No, that's fine. Now, as we let you go, between the employers mm-hmm. and the employees, mm-hmm. This is achievable, but this is possible to actually carry out and make sure that the psychological safety is achieved. Can it be lost at mm-hmm. any given time?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely can be eroded. And so as a leader, you need to, you know, develop an awareness of, you know, kind of what's going on with the team and, you know, pay attention to some of the words that are not being said and notice, you know, intentionally if you need to do a bit more work to kind of rebuild the safety of the team and develop a culture where the team members can actually give you feedback, right? And give you feedback openly. But yes, you know, it's like trust. It can definitely be eroded. But the beauty is once you recognize that it's eroded, you can take steps again to kind of build it up.
And I suppose like trust, it will be a bit difficult to build, not so?
It is, yeah. It takes a lot more effort. It's so easy to destroy trust. And next week, actually, we're going to be talking about trust. So, and how EQ enables us to build that culture of trust. And so, as I said, our conversations each week are really intertwined, right? But yes, psychological safety is one of those things that you can, it's a lot easier to destroy it in a few moments. And it will take a lot more work to build it up, just like trust, as you say.
I've got the last question that is coming on the line, Musha. It says, can skills like psychological safety be learnt beforehand, or you can only learn it on the job?
Ooh, that's a really great question. I think that because psychological safety is a byproduct of behavior, you can learn the behaviors, right? So you can actually early on be mindful of how you communicate. You can early on learn to be more empathic. Can early on learn to be open to feedback, especially when it's constructive, especially when it pinches you. You know, that feedback that comes and it's like, ooh, that was hard to hear.
Yep.
But the more we cultivate an appetite for hearing and actually even appreciating that feedback, what we're doing is we're building the muscle of the kind of behaviors that will ultimately lead to psychological safety. Mm-hmm. Because psychological safety is a byproduct of these behaviors. So if we, as we develop, even before we become leaders, start, you know, investing in building our capacity for some of these things, then yes, by the time we take on the role of leadership, it becomes a lot more natural for us. And so ultimately, it becomes easier for us to cultivate the psychological safety.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Musha Mlingo, thank you so much for joining us. And we will speak to you then next week, same time.
Yes. Yes, we will.
All right. Enjoy the beautiful sun of Cape Town.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.